This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The universe has brought us together again. Thank heavens for that. It is Tuesday, right, on the DJV program, October 26th, last Tuesday of the month. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And the question about aspirin. All right, ladies, you ready for this?
Ready.
Ready? What's the question?
When's the last time you
took
an aspirin?
I didn't know there was a question about aspirin.
There might be. When's the last time you took an aspirin?
Never.
It's been a long time.
You've never had an aspirin in your
life? I've never bought, in my purchasing adult life, I've never bought or owned aspirin. I've never taken aspirin. Maybe when I was a little kid, my mom may have given me a baby aspirin if I had a fever, but no.
Wow, what do you feel like you know? What do you feel like you know that nobody else knows, Victoria?
Nothing. I don't know. I mean, whenever I've had a fever, I've either taken Tylenol or Advil. I've just never taken aspirin.
Modern day aspirin, kind of. What did you say, Jay? You've taken it. You took it. Your mother gave you it.
Oh no, aspirin is really like Victoria. I've taken Advil. I can't recall the last time I've taken it, but aspirin is really good if you have pimples on your face. You take one of the pills, you crush it up, mix it with just a little bit of water to create a paste, and then put it right on that little bump. It takes the swelling down and removes the redness.
Really?
It's like a miracle.
I never knew that.
I've heard that, right. Yeah.
Really? So we've helped a lot of people out who have pimples. That's good. Now, the contradictory material that comes, I should save this probably for Jack or for Ken or for both of them, because as you recall, the last couple of weeks we've talked about aspirin, and you've been told not to take aspirin for any number of reasons. The latest is it may really do in the lining in your stomach if you take it. Because I've been taking, as an example, the baby aspirin every night before I go to bed for years and years and years upon the recommendation of Ken way back when I first started seeing him 14, 15, 16 years ago. Took a daily baby aspirin because it supposedly is good, keep your blood thin, keep you from having strokes and heart problems and all that sort of thing. And then wasn't it in the last 2-3 weeks, certainly within the last month, the word was set out by one of the medical journals, JAMA, I think. They said, no, don't stay away from aspirin. Now here comes new research that finds that over-the-counter aspirin helps protect your lungs, especially if you've had the coronavirus. How about that? There are 400 virus patients, various hospitals around the country, who've taken aspirin, maybe for unrelated purposes, and those patients, compared to those who were on regular medication, they healed much quicker. They didn't require mechanical ventilation. They didn't need to be admitted to the intensive care unit. And they didn't
Well, I mean, that makes sense. Aspirin's a blood thinner. And they normally, when people have COVID, they put you on blood thinners right away anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, but you know what I'm saying.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's 1 week it's good for something, and the next week it's not. And people who just say, oh, I better not take aspirin. Now, here's a reason for you to take aspirin if you have the COVID problem. It's so confusing for everybody because there are so many experts. It feels uncomfortable sometimes to have these blanket, don't take aspirin regularly. It's everybody's
Well, the
different.
Other aspirin thing was don't take a baby aspirin every day thinking you're going to stave off a heart attack. That was the last one. So, but this feels very different though. I mean, if you have a fever, I'm not against aspirin. I haven't bought any.
Well,
so you need something. I mean, I think
aspirin,
it's fine.
There was no Tylenol, no Tylenol, no Advil, no Aleve, none of that stuff until after World War II, and it was the start of the pharmaceutical blossoming. I don't know what the explosion in pharmaceutical companies came with the advent of different types of quote-unquote painkillers, aspirin, that kind of stuff. And it was developed by Bayer. If you go back to the research, this is really what's kind of the convolution here of Bayer being the parent company of Bayer was the one responsible for making the gas that killed all the Jews in the concentration camps. That's Bayer. So they changed their name from whatever the German name was to Bayer after World War II for obvious reasons. And they started, but during World War II, the Nazis had them doing experimentation on aspirin and what other things you could do with aspirin-like material. And that's where a lot of this other stuff came from. So that, you know, when you take an Aleve, and I don't know that I'm not saying when you take an Aleve, think of the Nazis.
Well, Aleve is naproxen. That's different from aspirin and Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Advil and the ibuprofen versus, what's the other one? Ibuprofen versus NSAIDs, non-steroidal.
No, it is an NSAID. Ibuprofen is, yeah.
Okay, so what's the other one then? There's another one that's like it, but you can't take. I know one of them I can take and one of them I can't take.
I don't know. Aspirin is usually on the opposite end of
Motrin.
That's a brand name. No, that's just a brand name. So
just,
aspirin is usually on the opposite end of ibuprofen. So, like, if you take ibuprofen or naproxen, which is Aleve, the brand name is Aleve, that's usually on the other side of Tylenol and aspirin. So I'm not sure what you can or can't take, but, yeah.
Well,
if you get the Rona,
the point,
although you're juiced up. You're boosted and juiced up. You should be fine.
I'm not getting it, yeah. But I just said, well, but then I would take it for other things because there were questions a year ago, September, about whether I might have had a TIA, which turned out.
And they put you
didn't.
On blood thinners, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so now, yesterday, a lady called up from Mass General because I have a heart monitor that was put in a year ago to find out if I'd had any any events. And she told me that from when it was installed until yesterday, I have no AFib at all. She said,
That's
but
great.
I've noticed on three or four occasions your blood pressure has gone up to 100, not blood pressure, but your heartbeat has gone to 150 to 170, and that's pretty dangerous. Or she said it's pretty unusual. She didn't say dangerous, unusual. So I said, well, when was this? And so she gave me a couple of times.
It was all during the show?
No, it wasn't. It was, chasing cows.
Oh.
Trying to corral cows and get into.
That's hilarious that you could tell by the time of day. Oh, what was I doing? Oh, I was chasing cows.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious.
Right.
Well, I thought it would have been like a heated political discussion on the show.
No.
Well, yeah.
The first time I got a call from them 3 or 4 months ago, the clear suggestion because of the time of day was that I was involved in romantic escapades, and I assured her that that wasn't the case. At the moment, so it was,
in the afternoon, like love in the afternoon is what
no,
she was
no,
saying.
This was no,
the,
first incident took place at midnight on a Saturday, so
oh.
She assumed that she wanted to know if I was by myself. It's pretty interesting conversation. Okay, we've been talking about Juliana Margulies and the mess she's made of her face. That was part of the conversation on the air and off the air. And now she's playing in the morning show that's on, I think it's, is that HBO? That's an HBO show.
Apple TV Plus.
Apple, okay.
Yeah, with
anyway,
Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
A lot of people like the show. I've watched a few episodes on the plane. It's quite a good show, actually. And so Margulies is playing an LGBTQ character. And she's like, so the usual news media foolish questions, well, why would you play a character like that? Hello, because I wanted to, or thought it was a good character, or I wanted to get paid, whatever it was. And so, in league with that, I happened to run across, as you're doing, you know, we all nose around to find different things. Victoria accuses me of following every lead to clickbait that I can find online. But also, as I'm looking around, to be hopefully well-educated or informed, I came across something that Governor Greg Abbott did yesterday in Texas. He signed a bill banning trans participation and any sports, any teams that are publicly funded, i.e. high schools and whatever, I guess colleges as well. So I know this is going to be controversial, but and I don't really know, I mean, other than the roots, people who don't like this or think it's wrong usually don't like it or think it's wrong for the wrong reason. I don't know that I have. I don't know what my attitude is, because I think that oftentimes it's shown when you get gender identity change or gender, what do they call it? Gender identity.
Reassignment.
Yeah. So let's say, I think one of the examples was recently in the Olympics, Summer Olympics, there was a man who had converted to being a woman who was a power lifter or a weightlifter or something, and he couldn't compete as a man, but he could compete, I'm talking about strength-wise, as a woman. And she still didn't win, but...
I don't think she even placed anywhere near the top, no.
Yeah. But is that fair? I mean, there's a really good argument, in my mind, for not allowing people who have gender reassignment to participate in sports that involve some, you know, basically the other sex that you've converted to. But you didn't start there. So, you know, I think you look at some of these. I remember seeing a story in one of the magazines about a bodybuilder, a guy who was huge. He was Russian. I mean, this guy had 23-inch arms. He was huge. And he became a woman. And he continued being a bodybuilder because he wanted to be the biggest woman bodybuilder that the world has ever seen. And so he did that, and I guess he is, but is that fair? That's not
But see, people only talk about bodybuilding and weightlifting. Sports in general, it's so much more than that. And we're talking about kids who are, you know, in grade school, who maybe know, you know, or are starting to do hormonal treatments and it's not surgery yet or anything like that, or, you know, through high school. You know, people always use, oh, the weightlifting thing. That's like such a small part. I don't even know high schools that have weightlifting teams.
Is that fair, though, no matter what?
It's actually, when you look at it one way, it's a little sexist, because when you look at kids and their sports, girls can play on boys' teams. There's no issue with that, because there's that ideology of,
well
girls aren't as powerful. How many girls do we hear about in the news that are on the football team because they're the quarterback or they're now the kicker or whatever? And there's no big deal. But vice versa, you can't have boys on female teams. I don't think it's a necessary a transgender situation. It's just sexist, point blank.
It is. And you know what the truth is? Jay played soccer most of your, you know, academic career. I played soccer and lacrosse and tennis. I mean, it's just, to me, when you say, like, oh, you know, a transgender girl, female athlete who was born a boy can't be on the soccer team with the other girls because, you know, they're going to be so much more, they're going to overpower.
It's not fair to those puny girls.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's not true, because I ran circles around most guys, and I'm sure Jay did too.
Yeah, we scrimmage. That's what you do. Whatever it is, baseball, softball, soccer, basketball, you scrimmage each other all the time. Sometimes the boys won. Sometimes the girls won. Yeah. It was never a situation.
I wouldn't want to get into that argument with Victoria.
And everybody's together anyway.
I don't want to get into that argument. I wouldn't want to get into that argument with Victoria when she was playing on the opposite side. I'll tell you that. 19 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at Identify.
Now,
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now on the October 26th edition of the DJV program. Jennifer back on the morrow. Victoria Keithan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. You're here. And a very, very, very important tweet from Angelina Jolie right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so let's get at this. The Angelina Jolie post. This is, I'm just sitting back and listening to this conversation. All right, Jay.
It's a little rough. Angelina Jolie, when she hits a red carpet, people take notice. She is always looking very good, pretty flawless, pretty, why are words so hard? Pretty flawless, except for her hair this time, caused quite a scene at Sunday's premiere of The Internals at the Rome Film Festival. Whoever did her hair did not do her any favors. She has a sense of it, and they are not...
Yeah, like, it's weird. It's like two different layers of hair. This has to be intentional, because I just watched a video of her walking the red carpet, and it's not like it's even attempted to be blended in with the longer pieces. It's like a shelf that drops off, and... It has
awful.
To be intentional. It's terrible. It looks awful, but it has to be intentional.
It is absolutely awful. Well, and a lot of people were asking, too, were her extensions not put in properly, and did they kind of fall, which is making it look more unblended. I mean, it is just, it's
Do you
rough.
Wear extensions, either of you?
I used to. I normally do.
Jennifer does.
Jennifer wears them all the time.
Yeah.
So how do you tell that somebody's got extensions? I can't tell.
Well, sometimes they're not blended properly. You can see where the real hair
ends.
What
do they do?
It's
how do they stick
like
them on? How do they get stuck
There's different ways. There's different ways. There's clips. There's some you can clip in. There's these bonds where
how do you clip them
like
in and not see the clips?
Because they're under your real hair.
Under. You have to
so
have
like,
a head
so you
hair
go, on, you go to the roots. You go to the roots.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you take a, like, if you pull up the top part of your hair, and then you can put them at the roots of the rest of your hair, and then the top
yeah,
part falls over
this?
It, and then they get blended.
Why don't men who are losing their hair do this?
Because you need hair to do it.
Yeah. If they have longer hair. You can't really, you can't put it at the very top, like at the crown. It's a little bit more in the back. And there's so many different ways to put them in. I only took mine out because I was losing all of my hair from postpartum hair loss stuff.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have enough hair to hold the extensions in. And I just never went back and put them back in.
So your hair has come back in, though, it looks like.
It's starting to grow back. I have bangs that I didn't ask for. So that's fun for me.
Right.
So your hair broke off, basically?
No, well, it just falls out. So, like, yeah, the hair, the something with, I don't know exactly what it is, but something with the chemical makeup or whatever, the hormones, you get this, like, luscious head of hair when you're pregnant, and then you lose all of it.
Ooh.
Just totally falls out of your head.
All right, here's a nice story. It's trending.
So much fun.
Jeez.
This couple who met at a Subway restaurant, they got married and did the Subway shop? Is that what happened?
No, they didn't get married there, but they love Subway. They met there. Her mom actually introduced the two because they're both checking each other out. And so they made a pit stop after their ceremony on the way to the reception to do kind of a fun photo shoot at Subway. And Subway ended up giving them a whole bunch of stuff to take to the reception with them, kind of like some more snacks.
Cool. All right. Always a nice story.
Hopefully no fake tuna.
No. 28.
Bread.
Past the hour.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
Oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston. Or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. Now get up to $170 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or Staples.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Unnamed U.S. officials believe Iran was behind a drone attack last week at a military outpost in southern Syria where American troops are based. Officials said Monday Iran provided resources and encouraged the attack, but that the drones were not launched from Iran. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby declined to provide details during a news conference on Monday. Houses of worship across a variety of faiths, including Jewish synagogues and Buddhist temples and Catholic churches, are experiencing high amounts of vandalism, arson, and other property damage in 2021. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said last week that it has now recorded 100 acts of hate against Catholic sites in the United States since May of 2020. Baseball legend Ken Griffey Jr. is getting back in the game. Griffey has purchased shares in the Seattle Mariners franchise. By doing so, he became a part owner of the franchise and joined the Mariners Partnership Group. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On November 2nd, Virginia voters will elect a new governor. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is in a poll tie with Republican Glenn Youngkin. Mr. McAuliffe is pulling in most Democrat players to speak on his behalf. President Obama.
We don't have time to be wasting on these phony, trumped-up culture wars. This fake outrage that the right-wing media has peddled to juice their ratings.
Conservative media host Bill O'Reilly told Newsmax Monday that former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will lose the gubernatorial race to his Republican challenger, Glenn Youngkin.
So Barack Obama goes to Virginia because Terry McAuliffe's going to lose. And they're doing their best they can, the Democratic establishment, to reverse that, try to get as many voters out that'll support McAuliffe. So what is he going to say? What is President Obama going to say? Terry McAuliffe's got a good point of view when he says that parents should stay out of their children's education. Is Obama going to say that? No. He's going to blame the right-wing media, which I don't even know what that is now. I don't even know what the right-wing media is. But it's all politics, and the clips that you showed, particularly the poor father in Loudoun County whose daughter was raped, that's going to cause McAuliffe to lose. So Youngkin will beat him 8 days from today.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now on the DJD program for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer will be back tomorrow. The celebration today is... Or wait a minute, this would be better. Ready, Jay?
Ready.
It's National Pumpkin Day, or pumpkins as some people call them. Member of the gourd family. Cucumbers, honeydew, cantaloupe, watermelon, zucchini, all that stuff.
I didn't know. They're all part of the same family?
Yeah, I didn't know that cucumbers and zucchini were considered gourds. Zucchini, mm-hmm. I would have probably pushed more in that direction, but I was shocked by cucumbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they aren't vegetables anyway. They're fruits.
Right.
Gourds are fruits. They're native to Central America. They grow all over the world now. But back to North America, 5,000 years or so ago, Frenchman Jacques Cartier, exploring the St. Lawrence region of North America in the 1500s, reported finding what the French called gross melons.
grow, G-R-O-S, meaning yes. large, not gross.
Well, if you look at some of the gourds, they're kind of gross. They're kind of not pleasant. Yeah, warty. That's a good way of putting it. Anyway, so it's Halloween time. It's Halloween week, Halloween month. My friend Tom Hansen sold 4,000-plus pumpkins this year, which was pretty good.
I meant to ask you, because I was reading that, I don't know how much they are a pound, but I was reading that pumpkins do very well in very wet soil.
Sandy
and since
soil.
You guys have had, well, apparently, like, soil that retains a lot of water. And so you guys have had so much rain in New England. Did his pumpkins grow bigger?
Yes.
Or did he grow more,
of them? Matter of fact, I started, but it didn't work. I bought some giant pumpkin seeds last year. And I wanted to, we've had contests over the years. Some years he'd beat me, some years I beat him. But he said I cheated the years that I won because I kept putting cow manure and chicken manure on top of
Isn't that legal? I mean, that's not a pesticide.
No, it's not. It's legal because it's organic, of course.
Right.
Anyway, he was just a sore loser. it's just that we think about these a lot. Pumpkin pies at Thanksgiving, pumpkin, anything orange and yellow is good for you. Fruits, vegetables, orange, yellow, very good. You can just hold on to that. Anything that you see in a store or at the farm that's yellow or orange, you can count on it being a good source of protein, magnesium, copper, zinc, all that stuff. It's really good for you, actually. All that stuff's very good. But it's only as good, as you point out, Victoria, as the soil from which it comes. So something to keep in mind. All right, let's do people in the news in a moment. First, I'm going to try something. I know you'll find this hard to believe. I've not rehearsed this, but I'm going to try. Phil has kindly found an instrumental version of 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. It's a Paul Simon song from, I don't know, 25 years ago. And I'm going to...
More than that.
Is it more than that? Okay.
Yeah.
However long ago it was, there is an instrumental version around, and I'm going to try to put the lyric line in. What do you mean?
Is this just an excuse for you to sing?
No, not even this. I don't think this is actually singing. This is me narrating 50 ways to beat COVID to the tune of 50 ways to leave your lover. You ready with this? See if we can try this.
As ready as we'll ever be.
All right. Here we go.
Didn't you miss your intro already?
No.
I was thinking that too.
We gotta get to the right line. I think I'm on the right
this
line.
This is the dots of karaoke.
Right,
this is what you're missing.
Don't hop on the bus, Gus. Stay away from the pack, Jack. Squeeze into your sleeve, Steve, to keep virus free. Stop touching your face, Grace. Stay back to 6 feet, Pete. Keep washing your hands, Stan, and heed the CDC. Don't visit your grand, Jan. Wipe down every toy, Roy. Don't hoard all the food, dude. Please buy sensibly. Just use some Purell, Mel. Keep wipes near your hand, man. Don't listen to John, Don. You don't need more TP. This isn't spring break, Jake. Stay home if you're sick, Dick. Just follow the rules, fools, and stay virus-free. I may have missed it.
All right. That wasn't terrible.
All right.
That wasn't
as bad as
you
thought it was going to be. There we go. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. That's all right. Isn't it wonderful to have people that are so supportive of your folks? It's great. All right. People in the news. Dave Chappelle, speaking for himself about the ongoing Netflix controversy. So, Jay, what has he had to say, and is he convincing, or does he really even care, I guess is the question.
I don't think he cares. He spoke out for the first time himself. Actually, here in Nashville, he was performing with friends, Jeff Ross, Joe Rogan, a couple other people, and then eventually Dave himself came out, and he addressed the elephant in the room. he kind of started his set pulling out a piece of paper and pretending to read his quote-unquote statement to those he offended with The Closer, the Netflix special. And it was basically, expletive deleted, y'all, expletive deleted.
Get a life. Right.
Yeah, so he
basically expletive deleted y'all. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, and he continued with some more jokes that kind of went against the trans community and the LGBTQ community. And he had said that he was even like, "Am I canceled or no?" And everybody started applauding. And he was like, "Yeah, I don't like if anybody wants to cancel me, go ahead, because I don't think the fans want me canceled." And he did address that he has a documentary coming up that was supposed to be at these different film festivals. Everybody's been backing out. Everybody's been saying, "No, we don't want any part of this." They're standing firm on it. He has shouted out Netflix saying he appreciates how they're handling things, and if film festivals and everywhere else they don't want to do his documentary, then he'll just go across America and he'll air the documentary himself at different cities, at different movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. There you
I
go.
Know. I just
so take that.
I'm a big Chappelle fan. I love Chappelle. I have not seen this special yet, The Closer, which is on our list to watch. It's the final one he did with his Netflix deal. You can make jokes about whatever you want to make fun of, right? I mean, that's every comedian's right. It's why people go. If you don't want to laugh, then fine, if it's not funny to you. I think the real criticism, though, from other comedians was that Chappelle is so smart, and he's known for such poignant social commentary, that this was kind of, like one of the comedians said, this was really Chappelle punching down. That this was low-hanging fruit, that he didn't need to go there. It was beneath his normal level of, you know, of comedy. It just, I don't know. I think it's a little disappointing. Am I still a fan? Of course. But, you know, I just thought it was disappointing that he chose to pick on people who already have enough going on. You know, it just, I don't know.
Well,
I didn't think it was tasteful.
Well, and he even said that he's willing to speak with somebody on behalf of the LGBT community. He has three stipulations. One is that whoever he speaks with must watch the special from start to finish before they talk.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Right. And then he wants it to be a time and place of his choosing. And then three, which seems like maybe this was a little bit of a joke, but the person has to admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny, who is an Australian comedian who ripped apart Dave's comedy.
Good for her. All right, next up in the people department is Mattress Mac. Not the same Mattress Mac that Jay knows and loves. This is a...
took me a second.
This is a gambler.
This is a beloved Mattress Mac, though. He has done great things. Great things helping out communities.
Name is Jim McInvale. He placed a $3 million bet on the Astros to take the Braves on Tuesday. He placed the bet in Indiana, and if he wins, right? This is an if he wins.
It starts tonight, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
He could win $36 million.
Isn't that nuts?
On the World Series. Right.
But knowing this guy, he'd probably give a whole chunk of that back to charity. Right. I mean, he owns those mattress stores that he opened up to the victims of Hurricane Ida when people and various
Hurricane
storms.
Hurricane Harvey, I think it was. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Harvey. Yeah. Well, then
and even
then
that
recently
winter storm.
In Ida. Yeah, the most
he
recent
owns
one
the
was
gallery
Ida.
Furniture chain.
Yeah,
and so
he lets people in and sleep on the mattresses and stuff. He's done a lot of great charity work.
Yeah. So. Good luck to him.
Yeah.
I mean, $30 million. Okay, next is Sarah Blakely in the People Department. She's the founder of Spanx. SPANX.
Oh, every woman knows. You don't need to spell it.
And guys do, too.
Yeah.
Well, so do you have them, either of the two of you?
Sure.
Yeah, really? Of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the very rare occasions I get dressed up and go
I
do
know,
anything
right?
anymore.
So what is the attraction to Spanx?
They suck you in and make you look thinner.
Really?
It firms everything up, so you don't have rolls. Like, right. I have a stomach, and I still have a stomach when I wear the Spanx, but I don't have multiple rolls. It's just kind of like one big thing.
It smooths you out. Yeah.
So it must be working.
It smooths you out.
Because this woman just sold the company for $1.2 billion.
To be honest, I'm surprised it wasn't more. Because Spanx it is unbelievable what she came up with, and there isn't a celebrity in Hollywood. Yeah, I mean, it's her idea, her prototype, and then she ran
so
the company.
So you should post pictures on our social media of what you two look like wearing Spanx.
What?
No, because it's basically like you're standing there in your underwear. You're asking us to stand in our underwear and take photos and put it on DJV Show socials. DJV Show, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But don't find those photos there.
But no pictures.
Yeah. No.
But still go there.
The point of Spanx is to have them not be seen. That's the whole point.
So it's only things that you wear on your bottom, which is not, there's no,
it's
like,
an underlayer.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like back in the day when your people would wear girdles, our generation wears Spanx.
Your people.
Yeah, you know, like boomers.
Your people.
Oh my gosh, I was swallowed by tongue.
So, anyway, she's giving all the people that have helped make her successful a big vacation, $10,000 cash and a dream destination vacation, first class tickets.
Everybody got two tickets to go anywhere in the world, and then she threw in $10,000 for spending money.
Good for her.
But that's what you should do when you sell your company for $1.2 billion.
If
good
you
for
want
her.
To. Yeah.
She's also, you've seen her, Doug, on Shark Tank. She's a frequent guest shark.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yes.
I'll check her out. The Jonas Brothers are going to be roasted in a Netflix special, Family Roast, on November 23rd, which is a Saturday night. So it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. I like the Jonas. They're kind of, wouldn't you say they're kind of all American looks? Kind of clean, clear through, and
Boys Next Door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were from the Disney Channel. They were part of the whole Disney machine.
Well, they're Jersey guys. Jersey produces a lot of talent.
Really?
It does.
Says Victoria.
Well, I was thinking Sinatra, the Joni.
The Sopranos. Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah. Okay, 48 past the hour. That's what we're coming up to here on the Tuesday DJV program. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free. And it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Past the hour on today's DJV program, our portfolio of movies and our focus on entertainment videos, etc., etc., in the spotlight with Chuck Curry, who's got movie moments for us right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Let's put ourselves out of misery here quickly. I can't imagine. This is... How would this attract anybody to a movie? this kind of a theme, Chucker.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, you did? Why?
I do.
What is this to?
I don't know. It's very soothing. In between Arnold killing people, I thought it was very soothing.
Wait, what movie does this go to?
Terminator.
Oh.
This Terminator came out this day, Doug, in theaters October 26, 1984. It went on to become a big movie on a budget of $6 million, wound up grossing $79 million, put James Cameron, one of the great directors of our time, on the map. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, who went in to read for the hero role of Reese, wound up getting the villain role of the Terminator. And this is a very thought-provoking, great action movie. I'm a big fan.
Actually, it was a big series. It was the first one of how many?
Well, the first two were terrific. I like the third one also, but the rest of them is just trying the same thing over and over and not really being as successful as they first were.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, but here's an interesting footnote. The Terminator role, Stallone turned it down, Mel Gibson turned it down, and the studio heavily suggested O.J. Simpson playing the Terminator, but James Cameron fought that, wound up casting. So that would have been something. We're talking about revisionist history. Holy cow.
All right, so I meant to ask you a little bit more yesterday for details on how the James Bond movie is tracking. You gave us the number, but how is it in terms of, as they look out and project what it might bring in, where is that number? Where is the success? Because it seems
here in the United States, it's going to be below the last few. Blame that on, I guess, post-COVID. But worldwide, it'll probably end up doing, I don't know, maybe $700 million, which will put it still in the red. But ultimately, when it streams and goes on Blu-ray and cable, it'll become profitable. It is what it is.
Yeah, I heard Craig in an interview. Somebody asked him, "How do you feel being responsible for movies that made almost $20 billion?" And he looked at the interviewer and said, "Is that true?" So, and I guess it is, when you put all the numbers from those five movies together, that Skyfall took in, what, $2.5 billion or something? Some crazy number.
No, not
number.
$1.1 billion worldwide. I still think that is the best James Bond movie ever made. I mean, story-wise, action-wise, villain-wise. I mean, the Connery movies were terrific, most of them, but I think Skyfall,
for me, was the
most satisfying of all the Bonds.
But Judy Dench getting killed is not my idea of a good time.
Why not? Tell me.
Well, because I think she was the best of the M's, frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
And the relationship that she had, at least they should have kept her around for one more, because there was great chemistry between her and Daniel Craig. I don't know. I also
think sometimes when you kill off a major character in one of these franchises, so sort of like what they did with Harrison Ford's Han Solo and the Star Wars, it gives it a power and it becomes memorable. So that can have good effect.
Nah, I didn't like that either. All right, Chugger, good man. Thank you for being here with us.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.